Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. Reno City Council had planned to discuss the possible sale of a homeless shelter at tomorrow's meeting, but that's no longer the case. According to KRNV, City Council says it will no longer debate selling the Community Assistance Center on Record Street. They say it's in response to concerns aired over the weekend about the availability of existing shelter space. The Nevada football team has lost its head coach to a familiar foe. KUNR's Caleb Radel has more on yesterday's announcement.
After leading the Wolfpack for five seasons, Jay Norvell has agreed to be the head coach at Colorado State. The Rams compete with the Pack in the Mountain West Conference. Norvell will likely get a significant bump in pay at Colorado State. The program's last coach, Steve Adazio, made about $1.5 million this season. Norvell, meanwhile, made $625,000 this year. That's the lowest salary in the conference, according to Nevada Sportsnet. His departure comes just one day after Nevada learned it will face Western Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit on December 27th. Running backs coach Vi Toa will lead the team in the bowl game. Caleb Radel, KUNR News.
Hundreds of scientists, tribal leaders, and state officials are meeting next week to talk about the future of the West's main water source, the Colorado River. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains, some environmental groups are calling on states to tighten their belts.
The Colorado River supplies drinking water for millions of people in the West, but a severe, prolonged drought in the region is helping dry that river up. Its reservoirs are at record low levels. Earlier this year, the federal government cut the amount of water some states like Nevada and Arizona can use. Now leaders are meeting in Las Vegas for the annual Colorado River Water Users Association Conference. It's a three-day event where they'll share insights and ideas about how to best manage the river. Zach Frankel is with the nonprofit Utah Rivers Council. He wants to hear a serious conversation about banning new water diversion projects for farming or development along the Colorado.
It is madness to overspend the bank account of the Colorado River while the income is shrinking so dramatically.
Next year is the 100th anniversary of the Colorado River Compact. It was the first document spelling out how much water U.S. states and Mexico can use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Nevada Supreme Court ruled gun manufacturers cannot be held responsible for the deaths in the 2017 mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. That's because a state law shields them from liability unless the weapon malfunctions. In 2019, the parents of a woman who was among the 58 killed that night filed a wrongful death suit against Colt Manufacturing Company and several other gun manufacturers. The suit said the gun companies knowingly manufactured and sold weapons designed to shoot automatically. The suit alleged that the companies were, quote, aware their AR-15s could be easily modified with bump stocks, end quote. Those modifications are a violation of federal and state machine gun prohibitions. And in spite of economic disruption caused by the pandemic, the cost of housing and other necessities continues to rise around our region. That's making it hard for many college students to finish their education. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Food insecurity has been a problem in higher education for years, especially for students of color, people in community college, and student parents. That's often because rising rents take up a greater share of their budgets. The Hope Center at Temple University surveyed college students from around the country. It found more than a third had trouble getting enough to eat last year. Donnie Brooks goes to the University of Nevada, Reno. He's been getting help from an on-campus food pantry.
They send food to you periodically. Me and my friends have been using that a little bit, but you know, even then, it's still kind of tough.
Brooks lives off campus with three roommates and says housing costs are a major burden. In general, survey data from Western states tracked national trends. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
And with KUNR News, I'm Michelle.